Hey there, this is Matty V coming again with another episode of the Fattening America Weekly Web Show, where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I've come across in my weight loss journey. Well, what can I talk about today? If you get a chance, for those that are of the religion-minded, I highly suggest that you go on to iTunes and you check out Joel Osteen. He does a weekly podcast of his sermons. A lot of times they're kind of repeats, but this one was pretty good. It is a repeat. I recall hearing this sermon again and again and again, and it comes back to forgetting the past. And let me pull up the title so you can look it up. It's called Move Forward, and it goes, it's easy to go through life looking in the rearview mirror, focused on what didn't work out, who hurt us, the mistakes we made, or those we have lost. In this uplifting message, Joel wants to give you the tools to move forward in confidence into your bright future God has in store. He will show you biblical principles on how to let go and quit reliving the past so that we can receive the new things God wants to do in our lives and move forward into His blessings and goodness. Remember, as long as you keep replaying your past, you will stay the same. But if you are ready to walk in the new blessing God has for you, it's time to move forward. And it all begins with moving forward in your thoughts. Now, if you're not religious at all, you could still get something from this. Okay? What you can get is you can get basically stop reliving the past. All right? He puts an analogy in, okay, in your car, you have a huge windshield in front of you, okay? And then you have a tiny rearview mirror. The reason for the large windshield in front of you is because you need to stay focused on what's ahead of you. And the small rearview mirror, what's behind you really doesn't matter anymore. It's not as significant. If you can understand that analogy, I guess, you know, if you're looking behind you and you see a huge semi truck coming up on you, then the rearview mirror would matter a little bit more. But you get the gist of what he's saying, that you need to focus on what's ahead of you and not what's behind you. You can't change the past is basically what he's talking about here. And with that, there's no sense in trying to relive it, looking at such things as taking a situation and going back and saying, you know, if I only did this, or what would happen if I had done this, or if I had said this, or if this happened, or so on and so forth. You just start replaying these things in your mind over and over and over again. You keep reliving your failures. You keep reliving the relationships that ended, the people that have gone out of your life. He talks about that it's just the past. I heard it somewhere else. The past has brought you to here. And I like that saying because everything that's happened in your past, both the good and the bad, all right, brought you to this point in time, brought you to this particular station in your life, these friends, this job, these relationships, all this other kind of stuff. All the stuff that happened in your past brought you to here. All right. If something had changed in the past, then obviously your future would be affected. It's like the butterfly effect. I don't know if you've seen that movie. Ashton Kutcher, kind of cheesy horror, going off of the, basically I think it's the a representation of the chaos theory where a butterfly flaps its wings in Beijing and in on the west coast of the United States, tidal wave comes in. You know, something that one tiny thing can create something much larger. Or when you take a pebble and you throw it into a pond and you see those huge ripples come off that where the stone drops. You know, it's just a ripple effect. Where am I going with this? I'm trying to think. But yeah, I have a hard time myself with it. And I'm going to be the first to admit it. I have a hard time dealing with not reliving the past. I've done it already this weekend. I did it a little bit this morning. I did it last week where I think about, you know, I shouldn't have said that. Or what if I had said this instead? Or what if this had happened? How would this have changed this particular situation? Whatever. Once words are spoken, you can't get them back. That's another thing. I'm just full of all these quips and quotes and words of wisdom today. A word that is spoken cannot be brought back, just like an arrow that is shot. Can't remember what that was. I think it was like a Chinese proverb or something like that. But I gotta quit torturing myself on a lot of this stuff. What's done is done. I have to move from here. And I think that's something that we all need to remember when it comes to our lives. You know, we need to obviously make the best choice that we can in a particular situation. But after the decision's made and the situation happens, we got to stop there and not try to relive it and say, well, what if I had done things differently? How would it have come about? You can't change the past. They haven't come out with a time machine that I'm aware of that you can hop in and go to the past and take care of whatever. So anyway, I keep getting interrupted, but it's been a busy afternoon, surprisingly, for a Monday. Usually when I'm not doing this, the phone doesn't ring, but when I start doing my podcast, then the phone starts to ring and I got to put on pause. Anyway, I'm guilty of it. I admit it. And that's something that I need to work on, and I admit that. And I'm sure that it's something that you need to work on as well. That are you going to drive yourself crazy? You're just going to continually get yourself down if you keep thinking back to, well, if things were different, if I was like this, if this would have happened back when I was in high school, you know, I remember the thought I was going to have. They haven't come out with a time machine so that you can go back and change any mistakes that you've made in your life. There isn't some sort of magical elixir that you can take that automatically take care of any problems that you've had in your past. The best thing that you can do is just start from here and work your way forward. Like yesterday. Yesterday I was over in calories. It happened. There's nothing I can do. I can't go back to yesterday and cut back on the calories. All I can do is work from today. So what did I do today? I did my water walking, took my dog for a walk. I decided that now on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at around noon, I'm going to go back to the rec center and I'm going to work with their seated elliptical machine. So I did that. I did 25 minutes of elliptical to help make up. And then tonight I'm going to go do my water walking again for 35 minutes. Then maybe my family will be there after I do that to play in the pool. And then I'll do a little bit more exercise. See, I'm in that particular instance, I realized that, yeah, I can't go back and cut back on the calories from yesterday. I can't do that. That food diary entry is closed. I can't do anything to change it. But what I can do is I can make changes today. I can watch over my food diary today and make sure that that doesn't happen again. And that's something that we need to remember for sure that you can't change the past, but you can change the present, you can change the future. One of my favorite quotes from the movie Terminator is, fate is what we make for ourselves. Or the future is not set. Fate is what we make for ourselves. And that's something that John Connor remembers his mother telling him one day, that was told to her by his father, which was Reese. Yeah, Reese. And he said, the future's not set. There is no fate but what we make for ourselves. Which is a nice, some nice words of wisdom for you. You know, the future's not set. You're not condemned to living the way you're living. All right. You can make choices. You can do something to better yourself. You can do something to get out of that hole. I'm doing something myself. I am exercising. I am writing down what I'm eating. I'm trying real hard to make an effort to make that happen. Finding that if I do make these small changes, that it will help me lose weight and get to where I was. Now, even though I was in that car accident, even though my leg was shattered beyond recognition and has since been rebuilt, even though I may not be able to run anymore, even though I may not be able to walk long distances anymore, I'm still going to be plugging away. I'm still going to be making changes in my life to better myself. And that's something that you need to think about as well. Don't dwell on the past. You dwell on the past, you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to think of woulda, shoulda, coulda. All right. You dwell on the past and you're just going to continually bring yourself down to things that you can't change. I'm sorry. I hate to be blunt with you. I got to be blunt with myself, but we can't change the past. The past is done. The book is closed. The page has already been written. But what we can do is we can learn from the past, all right? Learning from the past and reliving the past are two different things. We can learn from our past mistakes so we don't make them again. We can't relive past mistakes and hope that we can make a better choice, all right? Reliving and learning are two different terminologies, two different things. So the point of this whole podcast today is you can learn from your mistakes so you don't make them in the future, but don't dwell on the past. You know, that relationship that ended, however it ended, if it ended badly, if a person close to you died, there's nothing that you can do to get that relationship back, okay? If you've exhausted every effort from today to try to rekindle that relationship and it just isn't going to work out, then you need to move on, okay? But don't sit there on your bed, hugging your pillow, thinking back, well, if I would have done this during the relationship, if I would have done that, if I would have said this, if I would have said that. No, don't do that. Don't torture yourself. That's one thing that always gets me is I find myself punishing myself. And that's what I'm doing when I'm reliving the past. I'm punishing myself for mistakes that I've made that I can't change. Isn't that ridiculous? That's like nuts. Seriously, it's nuts. And I can't... Oh, goodness. It's just... can't do that. But, I'm going to go ahead and cut it short just because I want you to focus in on this, all right? I need you to really drill this into your head. For those of you who are listening, I don't know how many are out there. I get a few visits a week, and sometimes I hit on a good subject, and I feel that this week is a good subject. But please, please, please do me a favor. Just bury the past, okay? The past is gone. Live in the now. Live today. Look forward to your future. Don't look backwards. I mean, you can't drive a car forward going in reverse. You can't. That was something from, oh gosh, it was the Ozzy Osbourne song. I can't remember it. You can't go forward in reverse is what he says at the very end of the song. But anyway, it's true. You can't go forward in reverse. And you can't move forward until you let go of the past. So keep that in mind, kiddies. Be sure to check out my other podcast. I will hopefully be doing it tomorrow afternoon with my best buddy Dan. It's called Junkiosity. Go to the website, www.junkiosity.com. That's J-U-N-K-I-O-S-I-T-Y. Junkiosity. It's junk and curiosity jammed together. We talk about all sorts of stuff and have a good time. So be sure to check that out. I appreciate those of you that do listen, do download this podcast. I hope I've been an inspiration for you today. This has been real good therapy for me, for sure. But until next time, just remember that. Don't dwell on the past. Focus on the present and keep your eyes on the future. Till next week, this is Matty V saying take care from the Fattening of America Audio Podcast.